With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump touted his administration's faith agenda during an event with his Religious Liberty Commission. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
During a hearing on religious liberty issues in public education, commission members heard testimony from Christian students who were treated unfairly.
Some were even punished for their religious beliefs and very, very strongly punished. It's ridiculous.
Speaking at the Museum of the Bible, the president announced that the Education Department will issue new guidance protecting the right to prayer in public schools. He said his administration is restoring America's identity as a nation under God. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Paramedics say at least six people have been killed in a shooting attack in Jerusalem.
The shooting took place at a major intersection at the northern entrance to Jerusalem, on a road that leads to Jewish settlements located in East Jerusalem. As well as the number killed, paramedics say at least 15 other people were injured and six are in a serious condition after the Monday morning attack, while police announced two attackers were neutralized soon after the shooting began. This one's the country's deadliest shooting attack in nearly a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court clearing the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in Los Angeles. It's another victory for President Trump at the high court. The justices lifting a restraining order from a judge who said patrols were conducting indiscriminate arrests in L.A. Authorities evacuating part of a terminal at a Heathrow airport due to a possible hazardous material. Terminal 4 closed while emergency services responded. All other terminals continued to operate normally. On Wall Street, the Dow had 37 points, the Nasdaq up 102. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion offensive is underway in Europe.
The campaign, which has taken the name My Voice, My Choice, has delivered a petition bearing 1 million signatures to the EU, demanding public funding of abortions. In fact, Europe is almost totally pro-abortion already, with protections for the unborn to be found in just a few countries, such as Poland and Malta. And the EU regularly pressures these few pro-life states to change their laws and allow women to terminate their pregnancies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ukrainian government has declared that a branch of the Orthodox Church has failed to sever all ties with Moscow and could soon be banned. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church disputes the government's assertion that it has not fully broken off its historic relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church. The looming ban would affect one of two rival branches of Orthodoxy in Ukraine, underscoring the turbulent role of religion as Ukraine fends off the Russian invasion. This is SRN News. A federal lawsuit has been filed against controversial Prop 50 in California.
We got to fight this absolutely outrageous election rigging scheme from Gavin Newsom.
That's Republican candidate for California Governor Steve Hilton. He's filed a federal lawsuit against Prop 50.
You know that we already have gerrymandered maps in California. I've been talking about that a lot.
Hilton's federal lawsuit argues it violates several laws, including voter equal protection.
The districts should be roughly equal in population size, so that votes have roughly equal weight. Right now in California, a Democrat vote has three times the weight of a Republican vote.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
PNC Financial will buy Colorado-based First Bank for $4.1 billion, giving PNC a substantial presence in the Colorado banking market and Arizona. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.